This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sirens rang out in Tel Aviv Sunday as conflict between Israel and Hamas continued. Israeli forces, supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region, positioned themselves along Gaza's border. A week of blistering airstrikes and have demolished entire neighborhoods in Gaza, but failed to stem militant rocket fire into Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry said 2,329 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting erupted, more than in the 2014 Gaza War, which lasted over 6 weeks. More than 1,300 Israelis have been killed, the vast majority of them civilians killed in Hamas's October 7th assault. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south as its troops are getting ready for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chen tells us more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region seeking to secure the release of 126 hostages Israel says were taken by Hamas back into Gaza. He said earlier in the week the U.S. will continue to help prevent the war from spreading. Blinken said he had a very productive meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh on Sunday. The White House said President Joe Biden stressed the urgent need to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in calls on Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
More than a million people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip in the last week, according to the UN, after sustained Israeli bombardments and warnings about ground attack targeting Hamas commander.